President Donald Trump was sworn in a year ago this week. WPR is taking a look at how the Trump administration's policies have reshaped Wisconsin in that time. After he was sworn in for his second term, Trump moved quickly to slash the federal workforce and freeze spending. About 317,000 federal employees are no longer with the government. But the initiative failed to cut spending. As Danielle Kading reports, current and former federal workers in Wisconsin are facing more stress on the job or finding ways to move on.
Finding a job feels like full-time work for Robin Lee. Every day, the Madison resident checks his email to see if he's received responses to dozens of job applications that he submitted. On a recent January afternoon, he was hunting for work online at the Madison Public Library. Checking his inbox, he finds he's been turned down for a city job.
Oh, here I have another interview.
The opportunity to interview for a job gives him some hope. Lee used to work for the U.S. Department of Energy. In his role, he worked to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse in the Weatherization Assistance Program.
I was checking financial records and making and documentation to make sure that what they were charging was compliant.
Lee was one of the federal workers targeted by President Trump and DOGE in early 2025. Within weeks of Trump's inauguration, the administration was pressuring thousands of federal workers to take buyouts or face layoffs, even those like Lee, whose job was aimed at preventing government waste.
As much as the administration seems to be touting that that's what they're rooting out, they're actually kind of aiding it by neglecting some of the basic functions that these employees were completing.
In the last year, Trump has upended the federal workforce. Most recent state data shows Wisconsin has 2,400 fewer federal employees since Trump's election. In a March speech before Congress, the president told lawmakers his administration was, quote, draining the swamp.
And the days of rule by unelected bureaucrats are over.
Trump said he created DOGE to end waste of taxpayer money. Tech billionaire Elon Musk, who led the initiative, said he wanted to save the government $1 trillion. But that didn't happen.
I am really disappointed that they were not able to reduce federal spending.
That's Alex Narasta. He's Senior Vice President for Policy at the Libertarian Cato Institute. As a supporter of smaller government, he says he's happy to see fewer federal employees. But he notes that federal spending last year increased from 2024 to more than $7 trillion. But Trump's downsizing introduced a dramatic shock to the system, says Don Moynihan. He's a public policy professor with the University of Michigan.
The way in which they've made these cuts and the way in which they have removed people whose primary job was to deal with fraud suggests that it's less effective as a government today than it was 12 months ago when Donald Trump took office.
Jim Stansel works at the Zablocki Veterans Administration Medical Center in Milwaukee. He says remaining workers on his shift face double the workload with fewer people.
Everyone there is completely focused and dedicated to the veteran, 100%. And it gets a little frustrating for all of us when policies over the last year have not helped.
Others who are no longer with the federal government are starting over. Jules Reynolds was fired and then rehired for her job working on soil health at the U.S. Department of Agriculture last year. In the spring, she accepted a buyout and left that job for good.
That felt like one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make.
It took her about 6 months to find work.
I really empathize with, you know, other former employees who are struggling to find jobs because it was really hard.
As for Robin Lee, he hopes to find a job where he can provide for his family.
My focus has been saving energy for low-income people and as best as I can, so I'd like to get back to that in some form.
If not, he says he'd just like to somehow be of service again. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.